Martha, Martha, you are anxious and concerned about many things. There is need of only one thing. One of the constant tensions in life that we all experience is the tension between the many things and the one thing. What are the many things? Things that can cause us worry, anxiety, stress. What are the many things? Here we're talking about life, relationships, spouse, kids, grandkids, extended family, neighbors, coworkers, classmates, friends, my health, my mental health, my physical health, exercise, diet, rest, disease, physical ailments I struggle with, my career, my work, my money, finances, budgeting, possessions, the house, the mortgage, this needs to be fixed, we need a new of this, my hobbies, my vacations, the things I just like to do for fun, all of this, it's the many. And then there is the one thing. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and concerned about many things. There is need of only one thing. What is this one thing that Jesus speaks of? It's Him. He is the one thing. It's Jesus. Notice in this gospel, Jesus is not critiquing Martha for her service. No, just last Sunday we heard the story of the Good Samaritan, where Jesus praises this man for helping another, for his service. He's not critiquing Martha for her service. No, he's critiquing her anxiety. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and concerned about many things. Martha, like all of us, experienced the tension between the many things and the one. And the temptation is that the many things and the stress of the many things can sometimes overshadow and we can forget the one thing necessary, the most important thing, Jesus, my relationship with Him. Sometime too, in this tension that we all experience, there can be the temptation to think of the one as just part of the many. To use an analogy, some people think of life like a canvas, a painting. And on this canvas of my life, there's different brush strokes. And each brush stroke represents a different aspect of my life. There's a stroke for my family, for my friends, for my career, my hobbies. And there's even a brush stroke for my faith, for my relationship with God. That's not Christianity. That's not what it means to be a disciple. To be a disciple means that my faith is not just one aspect of my life. It's not just a brushstroke on the canvas of my life. No, to be a Christian, to be a disciple means that the canvas is Jesus. My faith is what everything in my life is built upon. It's not just an aspect of my life. It's everything. It's the one thing. It's how I see the many. I see it in light of the one. How do we grow in this? Grow in lessening the anxiety and the stress that the many can often cause, so that we don't forget, as Martha did, the one thing necessary? How do we grow in that? It's actually quite simple. It's not rocket science. What I'm about to say is, I'm guessing most of you already know the answer. How do I keep the first thing first? I often like to think about our spiritual lives in terms of time. Days, weeks, months, and years. How do I grow in making the one thing the most important thing, not to be overshadowed by the many? Every day, I pray. Every Sunday, I go to Mass. Every month or so, I go to confession. And every year, I take a retreat. Daily prayer, weekly Sunday Mass, frequent confession every month or so, and a yearly retreat. You do those four things, the one is going to stay central in your life and not get overshadowed by the many. I just want to talk about that last one just for a minute, the concept of the yearly retreat. It's deep in the spiritual tradition of the church to encourage the faithful to take retreats from time to time. The whole rationale behind why retreats are a good thing is based on this concept. The church recognizes that we all live in the midst of the many, and the stress and anxiety that comes from the many. And the church says it's good for disciples to once a year or so retreat from that, to physically leave that situation and spend a couple days, a weekend, and just focus on the one thing, Christ. As a priest, the church orders me, commands me to take a yearly retreat. I have to do it. I'm ordered to do so because the church recognizes it. I'm just like you. I live in this tension too. And the church wants her priest at least once a year to take some time away for a couple days to focus on what's most important, the one thing. And I often say, if I got to do it, then you should do it too. I'm a disciple just like you. Oftentimes people will say, their kind of main excuse I hear of why I never go on a retreat is, I'm just too busy. Exactly! That's the problem! I'm so immersed in the many, I can't step away even for a few days to focus on the one. There are retreats all over the Twin Cities and the Midwest, and even driving distance, a lot of great places. Just even here at St. Michael to help people go on retreat, because I'm such a big believer in it. Just this fall, we have two retreats coming up. In September will be our next Awakening Retreat, a retreat that we offer twice a year. We did two last school year. We had about 60 or so odd people come. They were two awesome retreats, powerful. Again, the next one's going to be the third weekend in September. That's a great introductory retreat. If it's been a while, maybe even high school or middle school since you've been on a retreat, that's a great retreat to come to. And then in October, the third week in October, the weekend before MEA break, we're going to offer a weekend silent retreat. It's probably for people who may be a little more used to retreats, just to take a weekend and just be quiet and not talk at all and turn off your phone and just listen to God. The introverts, they love silent retreats. The extroverts, it's a little more harder for them. But it's such a powerful thing to spend a weekend in silence and in prayer. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and concerned about many things. There is need of only one thing. Tonight, as we celebrate the Eucharist, as we celebrate Jesus, who is the one thing necessary, the one thing we all need, let's ask for that grace, that we could keep our eyes fixed on Him, and that the many things that often cause stress and anxiety and worry and concern, that we'd be able to set that aside and keep our hearts always focused on the one, Jesus Christ, the one my heart needs more than anything else.